This is a new installment to an old series. My favorite series that I've done here at Pioneer Church is my Love of Jesus series that you can find on our website. It's a perfect series to direct someone to if they want to learn about the Christian faith, because the most important aspect about the Christian faith is Christ himself. It's Jesus. And Jesus himself said that the two most important commands are to love God and love our neighbor. If, then, love is the most important thing to Jesus, it should be the most important thing to us as his disciples. And if we want to understand love and experience love, there's no better place to go for love than to Jesus himself. And the love of Jesus has many facets to it. It's a deeply compassionate love. It's an ever-present love. It's a merciful love, a defending love, a shepherd-hearted love, and so much more. Today, I want to talk about the love of Jesus being a peaceful love. In his love, he gives us his peace. And we're going to need this loving peace in order to face the new year with our sanity intact, because there are more obstacles, even enemies to peace, surrounding us now than perhaps ever before. And we want to look at some scriptures that express this. We might discover we have peace that we didn't know we had. The scriptures not only tell us that we have peace, they tell us why. And from start to finish, this peace, this abundant peace, is all because of Jesus. Jesus brings us peace. And not surprising, for when Isaiah prophesied the coming of Jesus, he said in Isaiah 9 verse 6, that one of the names by which he would be known is Prince of Peace. And Zechariah also prophesied about his coming when he wrote Zechariah 9:10, he will bring peace to the nations. Likewise, the announcement of Jesus' birth was an announcement of peace. Luke chapter 2 verse 8, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace. Peace to those on whom his favor rests." A message of peace preceded his earthly beginning, and a message of peace followed his earthly end. His first words to his disciples when he'd returned from the grave were these, "Peace be upon you." Jesus treasures his followers, and his desire for us and his message to us is peace. But what sort of peace? To start with, the peace Jesus brings always begins with peace with God, which is the most important peace there is. There is no true lasting peace without peace with God. So the peace of Jesus begins with peace with God. But it doesn't end there. But let's talk about peace with God. His atoning sacrifice on the cross for our sins brought us peace with God. We were at enmity with God by nature, but Jesus brought us peace. Acts chapter 10, verse 6, the Apostle Peter says, "You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all." Peace through Jesus. We have peace through Jesus, but more than that, Jesus is our peace. Ephesians 4:13, "But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ, for he himself is our peace." He himself is our peace. He is our peace with God. Without peace with God, there is no peace. But listen to what Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he's committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Jesus brought us peace with God. He himself is that peace with God. But Jesus is also our peace in life. He is our peace in life, even in the midst of everything unpeaceful. This peace in life is an altogether unique and powerful and everlasting peace. Jesus himself talked about this peace he brings. We find this in the Gospel of John, chapter 14. Jesus was about to return to his Father, and in so doing, would leave his disciples behind on earth. And they were very distressed about this. So he comforted them. He said, John chapter 14, verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Notice that. He has peace. He is peace. And he's leaving, but he makes a point of saying, peace I leave with you. He didn't take that peace to heaven with him. He left it on earth for us. Then he said, my peace I give you. It's not just any peace. It's his peace that he gives to us. And that's really good news, because the world can be so unpeaceful, so peaceless, so much so that only a supernatural, superabundant, above and beyond this world kind of peace could do, could be the antidote for this world's turmoil. There may be war around us, but his peace is in us. There may be strife and turmoil around us, but his peace is with us. Then he says, I do not give to you this peace as the world gives. The world does at times give us peace, but it's a temporary peace, a shallow peace, a fragile peace that can easily be broken. There are things that may bring us temporary peace, and we call them creature comforts. But creature comforts can be taken from us or shaken from us, and our peace goes with them. The peace of Jesus is not like that. It's not a creature comfort. It's a creator comfort. And that far surpasses anything the creation can offer. And this peace Jesus talks of is not just absence of trouble and troublemakers. Quite the contrary. It's a deep peace in spite of trouble and troublemakers. And note that right after Jesus said, I give you my peace, he said, do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. If he'd not given us his peace, we would have every reason to be troubled and afraid, every reason. But instead, we have no reason, no reason to let our hearts be troubled or afraid, no reason at all, because his peace is sufficient to carry our little hearts confidently through any troubles. Again, Jesus says in John 16:33, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. Notice that. It's in Jesus we may have peace. But there's more to the verse. He also says, in this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. He's overcome the world. All the world's enmity, all the world's griefs, all the world's anger, wrath, and hatred. He won the battle with the world's troubles, and in so doing, he won peace for all his beloved ones. He overcame it all, and in him, we share in that overcoming victory. His peace will always win the day. Something else about this peace. The Apostle Paul tells us that it's a peace that surpasses all understanding. This is what Paul says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The New Living Bible puts it this way: you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. It's a peace that exceeds all our expectations, all our imaginations, all our fanciful thoughts. It's a peace that guards our hearts and minds from everything and everyone that is not peaceful. And it's a peace that's in Jesus. And like Jesus himself, this peace is laid hold of by a simple act of faith. Someone might say, I believe in Jesus, but I don't at all feel at peace right now. Well, that's understandable. Our feelings are often at odds with our faith. And this reminds me of a trip I took to Disneyland years ago. I was on a virtual ride. It wasn't a real ride where you actually leave the ground. It was completely virtual. Even though I never went anywhere, all the technical effects were designed to make me think and feel that I was far above the earth, rocketing around the sky. And I felt in grave danger that at any moment I could fall to my death. But it was just a feeling. I had to keep telling myself, in spite of everything I was feeling, I am completely safe on the ground, because it was true. So it is with our troubles and fears and anxieties. Truth is, we are completely safe in Jesus. Whatever comes, no matter how unsafe we may feel. And that's where faith takes its stand. Faith lays claim to peace, and rightly so. For peace is just one of the treasures we inherit as followers of the Prince of Peace. Faith lays claim to peace, which is why we can say we have a peaceful faith, which also tells us the more our faith grows, the more our peace grows. The more we feed our faith by the word and worship and prayer and fellowship, the more we grow our peace. The closer we walk with Jesus, the fuller will our peace be, for peace radiates from Jesus. Colossians 3:15 says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts." The peace of Jesus rules. The peace of Jesus reigns in our hearts. And as this happens, we have not only peace within, but peace without. For the more we are ruled by his peace, the more peaceable we become. And so far from being without peace ourselves, we become peacemakers. Then this beatitude is true of us. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. So we are blessed. Twice blessed by the peace of Jesus, blessed to have peace within, and blessed to have peace without, blessed to be peacemakers. Since the author of our faith is the Prince of Peace, it should not surprise us that our faith in him would be a peaceful faith. Just how full? Well, Isaiah the prophet records the Lord's words, the Lord's very choice and vivid words. The Lord often gives us illustrations to help us grasp the ideas he wants to get across to us. In Isaiah 66, verse 12, we're given a very vivid illustration to help us perceive just how full God's peace is, how wide and deep his peace is, how abundant, how continuous, how everlasting this peace is. Speaking of the city of the people of God, it says, "For this is what the Lord says, I will extend peace to her like a river." Like a river. Not like a stream, not like a brook, a mighty flowing river. Peace like a river in its depth, in its breadth, in its fullness, in its abundance, in its strength, in its power, in its ever faithfulness. I don't think there could be a better illustration of the peace of Jesus than this. Peace like a river. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well. It is well with my soul. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. And Lord, haste the day when the faith shall be sight. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my
soul.